on that report, I heard that she had a bruise on her face.
You say that they have taken the other children away from the home. Do you know why the children have been taken away from
them? Abuse and, I think, either neglect or endangerment.
Now she say she running. Don't care where she going. Long as she stay two steps ahead of them monsters. Say she gon' keep running. But them monsters faster than lightning, baby. No, you ain't gon' outrun them. Now he say he running too. Don't care where he running to. All he know is them monsters can't catch him if he stay on the move. So he keep it moving. But them monsters faster than lightning, baby. They catch you, don't care how fast you moving.
This child does not even have love from her own parents.
Yeah, they didn't have a good relationship. What do you mean? What happened?
How could a mother or grandmother turn their back on their own child? Ralph pretty much ignored Aaliyah. She was like a pain in the butt to him. She was left seen.
We all want answers. Where this beautiful little girl went missing to? Was he in trouble?
He's great for family.
Oh, he met his father. He didn't really get to have too much of a relationship with him.
Relationship with his stepdad.
At first they got along, but then when he and I got more and more into our addiction, Colton probably thought that I tuned out.
Do you think that Colton was upset about this drug and alcohol use? Did he ever confront you or talk to you about these things?
One time.
And I lied. That was one of our last conversations.
Yeah, they say they running. Care less where they going. But all I know is we gotta bring them home so them monsters can't harm them. Cause I hear it storming. And if monsters faster than lightning, baby, they may not have till morning. So let's bring them home. Gotta bring them home. Cause I know ain't no good gonna come looking for them. So let's bring them home. Gotta bring them home. Cause I know ain't nothing good for them. Out here all alone, so we got to bring them home.
Good evening, Rachel. Good evening, Rachel. All right, give me just a minute, guys. I need to pull Rachel back in here. Bear with me just a moment.
I'm in.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Jackson, the first time ever doing this, and thank goodness I have my right hand on the other side there. I'm sitting in the Heritage Square in the Sanford House right now that's proclaimed to be haunted. So tonight I'm going to interview people. I'm going to see if I see anything. And I'm also going to talk to the lady that knows the history of this place. The Sanford House was built in 1797, and it offers space for about 150 people for standing receptions or 60 people to sit down for dinner. The caterer of your choice may come in a large, modernized kitchen, for your business or social occasion. Then there's the Oval Room where Mr. Holliday died, and he was killed by his wife from the reports that we have. We're set up in the Oval Ballroom out there, and you can come down and register. It's $10 a head. We've got stuff that you can buy, and we're going to be interviewing the ladies of the Heritage Square from the Ladies Club, and they've been keeping this going for years. So I won't be able to have you call into the show tonight. However, you're going to hear a lot out of me while I'm interviewing people. I'm going to interview some of the people that are going through this. It's proclaimed that there's 3 ghosts in this area. I've been down here since about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I feel the willies. So we'll see what happens. If you hear somebody screaming, it's not me. It's the person that fell down in front of me, and I just had a hurdle over them. So with that being said, I'm going to go on out here, and I'm going to interview some people and see what they do and what they're about. But first, I'm going to walk over to the I'm going to walk right in here, and I'm going to talk to some of our people on our team. And I'll be talking to the ladies that started the program. I just about walked into a mirror. Hi, James. We're on the air.
Hello.
Okay, James, can you give me a little information about yourself and your team?
Yeah. My name's James Britt. I'm from Clinton, North Carolina. Our team's a combination, actually, of Southern Paranormal Society of North Carolina and also Night Whispers Paranormal Research Investigators. And we do private investigations for anyone that has problems that are paranormal or unexplained and causing people to be scared and would just like to know what's going on.
Now, do you go into a situation like that and try to discount things, to try to rule them out before you believe it's or you think it's paranormal, or how do you work that?
Yeah, that's where we use different scientific equipment, such as our video cameras with infrared vision on it, and also our recorders. And we try and debunk any sounds as to what could just be a normal, like a squeaky door or unlevel floor or whatever is causing it that's not supernatural.
Okay. Have you been to has there been an investigation here at the Stanford House before?
Yes. We're the only group that has done a full paranormal investigation. And we did find evidence that there definitely are spirits that are still around here.
And as people go through this tour tonight, what do you think that they might see? What's a possibility?
Well, hopefully, if you're very lucky, we may be able to see an apparition, but that's kind of rare. If we can at least capture them using our ghost boxes, maybe they'll speak with us and identify themselves and explain why they're still hanging around.
Right. And this place was built in 1791, so it's sitting right on the same land that it was built on. So this house was very, very old in the middle of Fayetteville down here. What are you going to do tonight with the groups that come in? We have groups coming in that can pay $10, come in and watch what you're doing and learn about the equipment. What are you going to do when a group comes into your room?
Well, I introduce myself and then explain the different pieces of equipment which I'm going to be using to try and detect any spirits that may be here. And then we'll see if we can get some kind of response, hopefully.
Well, thank you, James. I may be back later to see what we find in here, or I may have to come over and call it behind you if we come up with something that's going to scare me. I hope nothing touches me in here. Well, we're going to go on to the next room here. We're live nationally across America, but I'm sitting in the Stanford House right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I got another lady over here that's got another room. We have 4 stations tonight, and I'm going to interview her now. Hi, can you tell me your name, please? Hi, Susan. And what room are you in tonight?
I'm in station number 4. This would be downstairs, Stanford.
It's the downstairs Stanford. Is there a name for this room?
Stanford room.
The Stanford room.
Has there been any history of anything found in here? Or?
Only through y'all that I have proof that, you know, we saw two go through.
Oh, wow.
I've never had anybody, you know, I've had other people here, but I have never had anybody be able to pick up
right.
anything. And I was just telling them, the one upstairs, I've got a picture. I've got two that nobody's ever seen them before.
Wow, yeah, they seem great, aren't they?
Aren't they wonderful?
Would I talk to you in the other room and get a little history of this place? And oh, that'd be great. All right, hey, good luck, girls. If I come over here and spry them up your back, it's because I'm scared. First time Rachel's ever been in a haunted house, I think. So we're going to go in here. We're going to interview one of the ladies from the Ladies Club that now owns this area. And they help to restore history events and also buildings in this area. And they're looking for volunteers. They need some help down here to do the lawns and stuff to keep this place going. What is your name, please?
I'm Jane Powers. I'm a past president of the Woman's Club.
Well, bless your heart.
And my grandmother was one of them that helped start.
Oh, you're perfect to talk to. You know, this is the first time I've ever done paranormal radio. Using what I do. I'm a missing persons advocate, and I was invited down, and they said, hey, you can only see them. I got my T-shirt even. It's like, pop the T-shirt, folks. So anyway, we have one of the ladies from the Fayetteville Women's Club. Can you tell us about the Sanford House, the house that we're standing in right now?
Okay. The Sanford House was here, and John Sanford and his wife, Margaret Holliday, lived here. This was the first bank of the United States. When you come up the big steps up front into the hallway where you and I were standing, where the bank before the Civil War.
Oh, and it was right before the Civil War, correct?
And, yes.
Can you tell us about, let's back up a little bit, can you tell us about the first owner of the land?
Yeah.
Let's go all the way there.
The first owner of the land was two men from Scotland, and they decided that they would sell it. They didn't want to live here. They landed in Wilmington, came here.
And what would their names be? I put you on the spot there.
Yeah, and I know it big as day as much as I do this.
But there was a Duncan and a John, correct?
Yes.
Right.
They were the two, and they came. Okay. Then,
They had it, and then the bank bought it, correct?
No.
No, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. There was another one, the Holidays. Did the Holidays on it?
No, the Holidays never went here. John Sanford bought this home. He was a banker in here at that time. They had 14 children upstairs.
My goodness.
She was upstairs with the children. He had the banking system here. And they had one black man that would take the money up and down from where our dining room is. We can see where.
Yes, I've seen the little area there. It's like the dumbwaiter or whatever.
That's exactly
I've been a dumbwaiter before, but
and he,
we won't talk about that.
And that's what he did. And now, I do not know that man's name. I know if I searched enough, I mean, I've torn this house up just trying to find things in it and about it as I was growing up. But
so how long have you been affiliated with the Sanford House here?
I have been in this club for 30-some years.
I'll be.
Yeah, I came in at 28.
Bless
and
you.
I don't mind telling you I'm 65.
Well, you heard it, guys. I mean, we've got the best stuff. We've got it right here. So she's going to stick by me a little while longer. But let's get the rest of the history of this place. Because if you were standing in this place right now, you just feel like you're in heaven. You walk in, and it's got the Victorian feel. The Victorian couches, big, huge mirrors, and I don't want to go home. I feel like I got to wipe my feet off before I come in the house and when I leave because it's just that extravagant. It's beautiful. So tell me, after the bank, tell me about that.
The bank closed. Mr. Sanford, he bought the house.
Right.
So he and his wife, they continued living here until Mr. Sanford died. And then she died not long after that.
Did they die in this house?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But there are two books.
there's one book that has the lady in black, and that's their oldest daughter.
Oh, really?
She's
what was
in
her
the
name?
Basement. Here you go.
I know. And you know what? She looked really funny.
She was the one that had the funny name. And but she married a guy while the Confederate War was going on. And in the basement, I can feel, maybe I'm crazy, but I can feel her down there.
Mm-hmm.
And she had very cold hands, and she would only approach a man. And when we used to do the ghost tours here, I would play her because, you see,
wow,
very cold-handed. And I would come up behind men, and I would just rush.
Oh, wow.
Supposedly, this is what she did. Sanford, she stayed upstairs with the children. But if you look in the Sanford, the reason why I'm called that room you were asking about earlier, we call that the Sanford room, is that was where this child got married. Back then he got married at home. You know,
yeah,
that shows it how rich you were. And so Mr. Sanford, if you pay attention, one's just a door going in. This one's an arch, like, going in.
Uh-huh.
He fixed that so she could come down the steps, turn to her right, and be married in front of the fireplace.
And it's gorgeous. I see that bright red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I was a kid, I could not be allowed in one of these places.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't now. But this place is just gorgeous. And
yes,
you ladies have done a wonderful job with this place.
Yeah.
So after the Stanford, then what happened?
Okay, then came the Elliot Dangerfield.
Oh, wait, let's go back to the basement.
Okay.
Was there a tunnel out there?
There was a tunnel. And the tunnel, all the houses here, we are only about 5 blocks from the Cape Fear River.
Okay.
So how they got their goods, especially during the Civil War, was through the tunnel to their homes. Because if the Northerners were here, Sherman and all, shooting, trying to get food, that they would do that. But they dug these tunnels, and it would get them to the river, and then they had these boats that would come up. And if you come to Cape Fear River, it splits right when you get about here.
Uh-huh.
It does a V. And the Northerners always thought they were coming out of the right-hand side or the left-hand side, but no, they were coming from the right.
Now, you're talking about General Sherman.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everybody knows him in history.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And he was in this house.
He rode his horse up the steps of the front of the house, and this was when that Dangerfield lived here.
Right.
Miss Dangerfield was having a party. But who came down the steps was not her. It was Miss Sanford.
They
saw the ghost.
The lady in black.
The lady in no, she's not in black. The lady in black is the girl in the basement.
Oh, there's more than one?
There's two.
I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stay here tonight. That's crazy.
And she would come to about the third step and stop. And I've had the honor, and I say that because I love ghosts. Being a funeral director, I thought they were the nearest
funeral director. Well, I'll be.
I thought that was the neatest thing. And my dad used to say, oh, my gosh, you're going to go dig up everybody.
And I
was here by myself, and I came down the steps, and there's this big black ball about, how big would you say? Because that's
like one of those bouncy balls that
yeah,
women sit on to do
yeah,
the exercise. Yeah.
But
I never did one.
It was bright. And I looked at it and I thought, well, those are lights from Gillespie Street. More I looked at it, I said, no, that's one light. So I kept walking and that thing was just, it was like it was bouncing.
Uh-huh.
And so I just stepped and I stopped and it moved.
Now, was it like a round ball?
Round. It was round.
They call that an orb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was round. And I stood there, and I went down one step, and it went back a step. And I thought, okay, you've got me.
You got my attention now. Yeah.
And so I just jumped through it. And you could feel the heat. I mean, it was just like warmth going through. And I turned around, and it was up like 4 steps from me. And I turned, and I said, come on. You can fly. You're friendly. And it came down through me again. And then went back up, through me again, and just...
And who do they think that is?
That's Miss Stanford.
That's Miss Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed, and that was a lady who had 14 children
mm-hmm.
and died in the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of her children die in the tunnel?
No.
Okay.
No.
And was there a child that ever lost its life in the tunnel?
No.
Oh.
The young lady took this. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the next family that came in was Elliot Dangerfield. Now, he's a very famous painter.
Right.
When you go into that room, you'll see he painted angels.
And that, but his parents owned this. Right?
His parents owned it. He was raised here until he graduated from high school. He bought a ticket to New York City, went on the train, and became a famous artist.
Wow.
And, matter of fact, in Boone, North Carolina, there's a home. They have a home, and it was their home in the mountains that he had. And so all his paintings are up there. And one year, this has been many years ago, we had all the paintings here, and that was kind of special. And we had them in this room, the Oval Ballroom.
And I've seen them, because I've looked up a lot of history on this place. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got a 250-page report. I just couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got the Civil War and everything. And it's great. You know, I'm from the West Coast, and I come out here, and the history
different.
Is different,
mm-hmm.
and it's even deeper than what we had on the West Coast. The Civil War, I mean, General Sherman was in this house.
And I still say we're still fighting that war.
Oh, bless it. And, you know, and another thing, too, they say that General Sherman didn't,
He did not burn this house. There are a lot of homes around here that I have pictures of from my grandparents and great-grandparents that were able to save, and going to the library, also through the paper. And I was able to look and see, okay, who lived where and what, you know. It's like a hurricane coming through or a tornado,
mm-hmm.
you know, the houses were just burned, and that's what he did. I mean, he went to the churches, anywhere he thought he could get the silver and all that to get money and to melt down to make the bullets.
So what side of the war was he on for those people?
He was the north.
Oh, he's north. He's north of the Mason.
Yeah.
He is not one of ours.
No. That's just hard.
And while he was running out here, didn't someone go down through one of the tunnels or something to get away?
I'm never
Oh, I heard that there was. Why is the lady down there in the basement?
Why is she there?
Yeah.
Okay, the daughter, her husband was killed in the Civil War, and she was waiting for him to come home.
Okay.
And that's why she's dressed in black, and that's why, you know, that's what women did back then. They wore black almost the rest of their life unless they married again. And she was young, like 20.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
You know, and we have, like, today with all the veterans and everything, I mean, my daughter was 19 years old when she married her husband, and they're in the military, and he's a warrant officer now.
Okay.
So, you know, two babies, and so, you know, it's so it's different, but it's still the same. Well, okay, so after the Civil War,
mm-hmm.
we have the Sanfords, and we have the Dangerfields. Can you tell me about Mrs. Dangerfield? Do you have any history on her?
I don't know that much about Miss Dangerfield. Mr. Dangerfield, they came from up north.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was strange, but he came for a job down here. And he brought I think they had four children, and they lived in this home until he decided he wanted to go back. And that was about the time Elliot Dangerfield, the artist, wanted to.
And if I'm right, there was two girls and two boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm getting my history here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you proud of me?
I am.
Okay, and then the Dangerfields, after the Dangerfields, what happened with the house then?
The house went to another family, and I'm drawing a blank, and I'm sorry, people. Wait a minute. They didn't live here but a year. And then after them, were the Powells, which are kin to me.
Really?
Powells, but they were Powells. And so they lived here. And I know that I have heard my grandmother talk about this house She never told me about the woman's club or anything like that, and one of the ladies invited me that I grew up down the street from. And she said, I would love for you to come with me, and I got to this house, and I said, Catherine, I'm not an old lady yet. I'm only 26 years old. She said, shut up and get in there. And she taught school, so you did what she said.
Yeah, you have a modern voice, and a run-do with you.
So that's how I got in here, fell in love with it, felt meet a lot of the ladies from church and different things. And we did still try to do. It's just right now we don't have that many members. A lot of ours have passed away.
Well, how do you get members?
The young ones don't want to come in. They've been in the junior,
they don't know about it.
They don't know about it, or they've been in the Junior Service League, and they're worn out. And I can understand that.
What's a Junior Service League?
Junior Service League, that used to be what came when you turned 40, you came in the Women's Club. Before that, you were in the junior, it was called the Junior Service League.
Oh, okay.
And it was doing things like we did for the community.
Right.
How we started was, we have a market house downtown, and I'm sure you've probably seen
it. Yes, I've heard things about the market house in the middle of the Oval. Now, how did that start?
The market house was where the first library was. And my grandmother and a bunch of her little old ladies, they decided they were going to save that market house because they were going to tear it down. Thus, this started.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. And for a while they met in homes, and then they were able to buy this home. And then that month.
It's beautiful here.
And I know these ladies are floating around somewhere.
They want to make sure you guys keep it going.
Keep it going.
So what... If somebody wanted to become a member of the women's club, what do they do?
We meet the The second Friday of each month. And you have to have two people sign for you.
Right.
That's where some people don't know anything.
You have to know two people in the group.
Right. But
I know two people now.
But I know one little girl, she came, and she didn't know anybody, and I took her for lunch one afternoon, and I said, are you really interested? And she said, yes, I am, and I could tell she was, and I said, well, I'll sign for you. And I called one of the other past presidents, and I said, you know, she'll be a good, and she has been. She's been in ever since.
Oh,
so that's the kind you just.
You want someone with a lot of power and strength and ideas and new things that can actually help to save the home.
Correct.
Because we want fundraisers, we want little concerts and make things just so we can save the home.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where we are now because we've got one up for sale. And that just breaks my heart because I love that house.
And but what house is that?
That's the Baker Haig Nymphs house.
Can you tell me a little history on that?
Well, that's the one full of bakers. Eggs and nymphs.
And they were all from Scotland, right?
They're Scottish. And I grew up around all of them. I still live around them where I live. And, you know, they're tired. They don't want to help. You know, not that they won't give $100 or something like that, but, I mean, we need some big bucks now because that house, well, I don't know who, but it's the electricity was cut off and the heat was off, so it just kind of messed the house up.
So you need someone to come in here and do a, if we can get somebody to come in and do a historical
redo
on it, I mean, make sure that, you know, they have a do-it-yourself network, and the lady on there, that's all she does is go into old homes and restore them. She's amazing.
Well, see, I have a friend, she bought one in Hillsborough, and it's beautiful. It was a tavern. And I told her, I said, I ought to get down here. And but I brought her down here one day. I wanted her to see these homes. But, you know, back, she just, that was what she always wanted. She told her husband, if I could have one thing,
I want to rebuild a house.
And she did.
Now, can we go over to the Oval Ballroom? What happened in there?
Okay. There's a connection to this house, to the Oval Ballroom. Miss Holiday, Miss Sanford, who was a Holiday, the street in front of us is Holiday Street. She lives, and what is on the corner is a cleaner. That's where her home was. When they were tearing that house down, I saw that that oval ballroom was still standing, and I went flying up there to see, can we get this oval ballroom?
You did. So you're the one that saved the oval ballroom.
And the man brought it down, and the Colonial Dames, and a lot of them at that time were part of this. The Colonial Dames said they would take care of it. In other words, with the care of painting and that. And so for years it sat facing to the house, which was wrong, and I knew that. And I knew it had double doors, not a single door. And I knew that it had a fireplace because I'd seen a picture of it. But to get the money to do that is something else. Well,
right. And I've been in there. It's got perfect fit.
Isn't it gorgeous?
There's an old harp in there with
mm-hmm.
a piano, and
mm-hmm.
people get married in there, and it's got a fireplace, and, oh, this place. If you come down here tonight, you don't want to leave. But they probably will kick us out after a while. The bed, you know, we can't sleep in the bed. They're too old.
Yeah.
But
that's right. When
I... So the holidays, I read about them. Who killed who?
The holidays didn't do the killing. There was another. The holidays sold their home, and another lady came in and bought the house and made a little, like what we would call today bed and breakfast, but back then it was just where you rented a room, a boarding house. And she came in. Come on.
People. I'm on the air.
No, I know.
Do you want to do that?
I'm sorry. Yeah. We're trying to run an investigation here and get people moving. How many people we got out there?
We've got at least 100 people out there.
We've got 100 people. So you guys don't get down here. You're going to miss out on the good stuff. You better get down here now. They are moving as fast as they can, and go over there and see what we can do. We've got a bunch of team members helping out, and I'm going to have her for one more second, and then I'm coming to you. Where are you going to be?
In the Baker Egg Nimitz house.
Okay, I'm going to go over and see Miss Lynn in the Baker Egg Nimitz house. And now I know two women.
And the Women's Club.
It's fun
for you.
And I'll tell you what, these are just gorgeous ladies down here, and they're wonderful. They're so helpful with teaching us about this, and history is something that we need to do, and we need to keep in our, you know, to preserve. And to be here tonight with them is such an honor.
Oh. Can I tell a cute story?
Sure.
We did a ghost tour down here. This has been over, gosh, I know it's been over 25 years ago, if not more. And this little boy, all of 5 years old, came in, and he looked at me, and I was dressed like Miss Sanford because I was going to come down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And but I didn't want to scare him. I was just greeting everyone. And he looked at me and he said, "This is beautiful." I said, "Isn't it pretty?" And he says, "I'm going to get married here."
Oh.
Well, when I was president, I also rented the house. And this nice-looking young man came in one day and he said, "Miss Jenny, I bet you don't remember me." And I drew a blank. I mean, it was like, "Oh my gosh, no, I don't draw." And he said, "You remember that little five-year-old that was going to get married here?"
You're kidding.
I said, "You are not." He said, "Yes, ma'am." And he said, "My bride told me to come on and make the arrangements. This was his, you know." And I thought
his
that was
sweet. Ladies.
She wanted him to have that dream he always wanted. She could have cared less.
Oh, you, that must have made you just cry.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have vapor logged.
And then behind that was another one.
And I've seen the pictures of the weddings that people can have here. We're looking at doing some new events, and you can now. If someone wanted to rent this for their wedding, what would they do?
They come down. Lynn Pernay, Miss Lynn.
Miss Lynn.
Lynn is in charge of the. You can call the number for the Women's Club, and we are in the telephone book, and it is one woman and club. Because it was a woman that started this.
One woman, but a team.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to the old ballroom, because I've got to hear about that.
The old ballroom. The lady that had the, wanted to get rid of her husband. She was tired of him. She had a boyfriend.
Oh.
And,
you mean that happened back then, too?
Yes.
Oh, bless.
And they all did it.
They all did, yeah. Nobody knew about it, right? The Women's Club might have.
But she went to, she was such a beautiful lady, and everything I read about her, they said that she wore whatever her dress was, her parasol was the same. I mean, so you're talking money, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And she walked to the drugstore uptown and bought some arsenic. And the first night, they always had tea after, or coffee after their supper.
Right.
And she put some arsenic in. Well, he didn't die. And the next night, she tried it again, and he still didn't die. But the third night, did. And so she was tried under the market house, because that's where all the court proceedings went.
Now, did they, at the market house, was slavery involved with that? Because that's somebody people keep asking.
I know. People keep asking that. The slaves were involved if it was property.
Uh-huh.
In other words, if you had to sell your land and you had slaves, that had to, but no, there was another area where slaves were.
So it wasn't right downtown Fayetteville where they brought them up? And, okay. Well, I'm glad you just spelled that one because every time I go downtown, I'm like, hey,
everybody kills you.
Yeah, it's like, no, maybe because it's the marketplace.
And see, the bad thing about it is we had to, the city of Fayetteville had to put a plaque under there. And if you're ever down there, walk around under the market house and you'll see it where we had to apologize.
Oh.
And
that's
you know,
well, that's something interesting in itself,
too.
Yeah. I mean, because the world has changed so much, and I mean, people are diverse, and the communities have come together, Hispanic, you know, Native American, Dotties, and you know, my grandfather, I found out my great-grandfather was James Gobbler Jones, and he was out of Scurry County, and I found that out since I've been here, and I was like, hey, we got family in North Carolina. We got the roots.
Well, you might be a first family.
Yes, and I mean, he's like gobble like a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
He'd gobble and he'd gobble things that went like he saw a pretty woman, he'd go gobble at her. So, I mean, I don't do that if I see a nice looking guy, I promise.
Right, gobble.
But, so, and she was able to kill him.
She killed him. So she was put on trial.
Was he killed in the ballroom?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not going in there.
And so she got a keg,
mm-hmm.
keg bill, and got in it, and somebody helped her, and I don't know who. I've never been able to find a
keg. Maybe her boyfriend?
Maybe, I don't know. But she floated down to Charleston, and they were down there, the police from here, and got her, brought her back. She was found not guilty.
By all men jury, because they thought she was too pretty.
That's right. And years later, and you can go to the library and get the librarians to pull it up, there was an article in a paper out west, and it was a Mrs. But a different last name, and had killed her husband the exact same way.
So she killed two men.
Mm-hmm.
So we should call her the Black Widow.
I'm glad she left Fayetteville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet the men are, too.
Mm-hmm. I would be scared of her.
So, and she lived in the south, or in the Oval Ballroom.
Yeah.
And I've went in there. That's the first time I've ever been in an Oval Ballroom. It's gorgeous. Now, then we got a house next to that, because I'm going to go out and start talking to everybody. The Baker
Egg House.
Okay. Tell us about that house.
That house was built by the Bakers, the Hags, and the Nellis, which is a combined family. But their ancestor was a boat builder.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and upstairs there's a little cradle, and they had a child, and he was out on the sea, and he built this cradle and brought it home for his new baby. And when he got home, the baby had passed away.
In the house?
In the house. And so I've seen something. He walks around the house, not in the house. I've never
like the outside of the house.
The outside, like he's pacing. And but the cradle's upstairs.
In the Sanford house.
Mm-hmm.
Have they seen any children upstairs here? Or have any mention of that?
No, I the first time I asked.
I'm not afraid of a little kid. But
I'm not either.
No. Now you get some guy ghost coming after me. Mm.
Now that you say that, because everybody asked me, did the Sanfords have slaves, or did they have, you know, I've never had any, been able to prove in any documentation that they had.
But Dangerfield did, however.
I don't know.
I found it.
Did you?
Yes, I found it. And I'm going to... I will bring, I did a history thing on this place, and I knew that William Nobles was probably the architect that designed the home, and Duncan, what's the last name?
McLaren.
He's the one that actually, John McLaren built the home, and then Duncan
mm-hmm.
bought the house from
mm-hmm.
them.
And he sold it.
Oh, did he? Did he
yeah.
sell it from John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They
were
brothers.
Oh, bless their hearts.
They were brothers.
So then we go over to the Baker. I call it the Baker house because I like to cook. But now what else happened in that house? Because I go in there and it's like, ugh.
Well, to me, that's one of the prettiest homes because it has the barrel staircase. You do not see that.
No. I mean, it's pretty, but.
You feel funny over there?
Yeah.
See, I don't. And. I don't know. There's something about that house that just it draws me to it, and I'm just about heartbroken that we're having to sell it. But
do you have somebody buying it yet?
No. There's a lady supposed to come look.
So if we get a bunch of volunteers and maybe some donations coming in, would you guys consider restoring that home?
That would have to go before the board.
Mm-hmm.
There's more than me.
Right. So we've got the Baker Nimitz.
Baker Haig Nimitz.
Then we have the old ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Sanford House, which we're sitting in right now.
And all of this together is called Heritage Square.
Right.
So you'll hear people say Heritage Square, and you go, where's that? Well, it's the combination of this.
And you are a descendant of one of the first women in the Women's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is your history here.
This is something very special to me, plus I'm kin to the Powells.
And now are you... A Scottish lady?
Yes.
Wow, that's great. This is wonderful. I mean, it's a fabulous, indicted with a Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
They have the clams. And,
yeah.
I love looking at the history.
Cape Fear Valley Scottish clams.
Oh, bless you. So that's great. You know, you're keeping the history going. So this house here, you guys bought it from who? The Women's Club.
Yeah. I have to have a piece of paper in my hand to tell you that because I don't want to put out something that's not right, and promise you next time I'll have it myself.
Oh, you're fine. And, you know, we're going to do a thing up on this,
mm-hmm.
and people are going to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you'll get to see the videos of everything that's going on. We'll have it on a website. And this is great because they invited me down here, and I'm excited about it. And I've been talking to Mr. Mark Joyner about the Women's Club and right up my alley, and we're going to see what we can do to help them out here. Well, thank you very much, Miss Jeannie.
Thank you.
And we're going to head on over to the Elm. Yes, happy hunting tonight. We're going to head over to the Oval Ballroom right now. They're doing an investigation. Okay, I'm going to come in this other room here, and we're going to talk to some people looking at the monitors. Hi, Mr. James, I found you.
Hello.
Now, are we seeing anything in the monitors here?
Well, we're seeing what? May possibly be orbs.
In that one there?
Yep.
That's what people were looking at earlier, like these little balls going up in there.
But then also you have to realize that people would also kick up dust.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to look at it more closely when we get back to
the office. Oh, I just saw one.
Yep.
I just saw one, and that's the room that's another.
That's the one Amanda's in.
Amanda?
No, this is my room, and nobody's in there. I've seen several orbs.
Now, they said that there's 100 people out there. Why aren't you busy in there?
They just had a problem to my work, yes.
Oh, okay. They were trying to have me run the time, but I'm running national. I'm on national radio right now, so I can't be a commander on the command center. But me and Miss Jenny, we're going to walk over and talk to the other ladies over here and see what we can do and go down this beautiful backyard. And, I just saw the staircase to guess what? It's the staircase to the basement where the vault was, where he left. And you know what's really creepy about this whole thing tonight? Is it's raining and it's foggy. Thanks a lot. So we've got a whole crowd of people over here. We're going to go over and talk to some of the people that are going to be part of the event tonight. And they get to come in and teams of 10. And here we go. I'm going to walk up. I'm going to talk to Mr. Joyner, Mark Joyner, real quick. And
Well, we got 100 people out here, don't we? Hi, Mr. Mark. We're on National Pet Radio. What you doing?
Talking to these lovely ladies.
Aw. Now, you created this event, or you helped with the ladies' club to have this event. What can people expect to see tonight?
Well, if they pay attention, they'll see some of the shadow figures that move through the house. They're liable to experience anything. We've experienced things throughout the day today with just two of us here.
And I heard that there's people like there's a ghost down in the basement here that actually come up and touch you.
She could. She is a female that is waiting for her husband to come back that went through the tunnel to escape, and she waits for him.
And she, I heard that she only touches men, probably to have you turn around see if you're him.
Well, I've been sitting there down there, and she hasn't touched me yet.
And you're not cute enough, I guess, right?
Maybe not. Maybe I need to go get in the fireplace like I'm trying to get through the tunnel.
I'm back, honey. Well, we've got a lot of people out here, and they're excited to come in. I'm sitting out in front of the Oval Ballroom. I'm going to go in there and talk with Miss Tina. She's off the team of Night Whisperers, and then I'm going to find Billy somewhere. So we've got a whole bunch of people out here. This is great. And they're about ready to pass me, so I'm going to get on out of here and let them go in that scary house over there. So we're going to go up into the Oval Ballroom right now, and we're going to talk to Miss Tina. And this is the place where the gentleman was killed by arsenic. Hi, Miss Tina. We're on the air, and I wanted to talk to you tonight. Can you tell us who you are and what you do?
My name is Tina Joyner, and I'm the founder of Voices Paranormal Research and Investigations. And right now we're doing a live event at Heritage Square.
And that's 25563.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And we're going to be here for how long?
As long as it takes.
As long as it takes. So you're going to let people in at midnight?
Yep.
Oh, wow. You're night out. And you've got stuff out here that people can buy, and you're teaching them about that. And we've got 100 people out here, easy. Come on down to 225 Dick Street. 225 Dick Street. I like to say that word. I don't know. But come on down. It's $10 a head. And when you come in, bring some extra money. We've got some snacks and stuff here, and Tina will be heading it up. And we're actually in the room where there was a gentleman that was killed in this
mm-hmm.
room. And I'm going to find that answer tonight before I get off the air.
His wife went in with arsenic.
Yes, and we just heard from this Tina. She gave us a whole lowdown on it. She actually took 3 days to kill him with arsenic,
mm-hmm.
and she floated away in a barrel in the river.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Well, we will talk to you later, and I'm going to find someone around here that will talk to me and see who wants to be on the line. Let me go over to the Baker Nimitz house here. It's going to take a few minutes here. I got to find Mr. Billy, but I think he's up in the other house, in the Sanford house at this point. Here, I'm going to walk right here where the souls of service are. Hi, we're live on the air nationally, and we have a switchboard going out of Orlando. What do you guys, are you guys excited about this tonight?
We're real excited. We come down from Sanford, Lee County chapter and Holland County chapter for Souls of Service. We're a motorcycle organization that do a lot of work for charity, and we heard this was going on and got excited about it, and we knew it was for a good call, so we come out and support it.
Great. And, you know, I've heard, like, I just talked to the lady, one of the historians here, and she's telling me about this goes here and this one goes there, and I played with a ball, and I'm like, I ran out of the Sanford house. So you guys all can go back in there if you want.
Oh, we're going in.
So you drove on your motorcycles down here in the rain?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. But we put down our cars.
Great.
Our Holland County chapter president, our Lee County chapter.
Now, are you all veterans?
I wasn't, sir.
Some of us. Most of us.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And what service? The Army. Oh, you were probably like one of those special officers, but you can't talk about it, right?
Tell you about it.
I'm a combat engineer.
Oh, okay, great. So you know how to, you know that house right there needs some engineering.
I like to blow things up.
Yeah. wrong kind of engineering. He likes to blow things up, not fix them up. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, can I go help? I got a place you can blow up.
Do you know?
Yeah. All right, we'll see you later. And you know what? This is going to be archived, and if you guys sign up and give Tina your email addresses, we'll get you guys the link to it. It's actually a Blog Talk Radio show,
And I have 13,000 listeners nationwide. Isn't that great? So now they'll know. And what was your name, sir?
Danny.
And?
My name is Gene.
Gene, and what's your name, honey?
Jessica.
What about you?
Connie.
Todd. Hey, Todd. Hey, thanks a lot. So which one's the president?
He's with the Horner County, and I believe
Oh, we got two counties here.
Yeah.
Bless you. Well, thanks for coming out and supporting the ladies tonight. And, I mean, we're trying to, you know, have a good fundraiser so that we can help them with some money to make these places look nicer and keep them going. And we got to preserve our history. And thanks so much for your service, sir. I'm going to walk over to another group of people here, and I'm going to talk to them. If they'll talk to me. Hi, we're national on TV, right, or not TV, on radio right now. Would you guys like to talk? What do you guys expect to see here tonight? Do you know anything about Heritage Square?
No.
Are you from Fayetteville?
Lake County.
Oh, you guys come from another county? Wow. I mean, how, who reached out to you?
Calvin Wallen.
Great.
They were
Great. Oh, great. Hey, my name's Rachel, and I'm with the Night Whispers. They recruited me, but the first time I see a ghost, I'm out. What's your name, honey?
Ashley.
Ashley and Austin. I have an Austin in my family, too. Well, good luck to you guys. You guys don't look like you'd be scared if you saw a ghost, right? Well, she might. Which one's the slow? You've lived with a ghost.
Yeah, we're something out with my
mom's. Go in there and talk to Miss Tina. It's free. Hook them up.
Hello, I'm home.
Yes, ma'am. It's been a while, I mean, because the women's club has owned this house for years.
So why are the blinds messed up?
Because they're old, and we need to replace them, and we need to get this going. And this is another reason. I mean, look at this beautiful house, and it's just going to waste. So we need to get donations coming in, and the money that comes in tonight is going to help them with the place here. Thank you, and thanks for being on the air with us.
Thank you.
Good night now.
Good night.
Well, look, I found this land. But I'm going to come back to her. She's busy talking and showing. Okay, let's see who we can find in here that I can snag. Hi, I'm Rachel. And we're live on the air nationally with our show.
I'm Mary Sweat.
Hi, nice to meet you. Yes, and we are sitting in the Nimitz Tate Baker House. I think I got it right. Did I get it right? Pass the history class. I feel like I'm taking a quiz. Now, we're talking to people. They're sitting over here, and they're waiting to go on the tour. This is a really old house, and it's just falling apart, and the Women's Club would love to see this be restored in here and get volunteers and people to join the Women's Club. And there's a nice spiral staircase coming up here. But what do you expect to find tonight? Oh, we got a lot of noise in here.
Wait,
have you been here before?
No, I haven't been here before.
Yeah? What do you... You know, I was in there.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you see anything?
No, but...
Did you hear anything?
Maybe. But, you know, I always hear voices anyway, but... Just kidding. I have medication for that. So... If you guys go in there and you actually feel something, we got equipment in there, and it's got radio cameras. You're going to go into this room, and you get to see what's going on in the room. So it looks like security cameras, so you get to see the little orbs, and I check that out. I saw that. And, I'm not tough at all when it comes to that. Something I can't see. So you guys get to go in there and see that happening, and if you guys come out running scared, I'm going to grab you and interview you, okay?
Okay.
Anyone else want to be live on the air? Oh, come on. Oh, that means yes when you shake your head no. What's your name? I guess he's not going to do it. Will you do it?
I do.
Yeah, what's your name?
Ben Williams.
We're live across the country. We're actually coming from Orlando, Florida, and this is the first time I've ever been in haunted houses. Did you guys know this is haunted, too?
Yeah.
And you have no protection here. Oh, and you got some pictures of this place. Oh, wow. And in the other room, did you guys notice a casket? Scary. Yeah. So what do you guys think about this tour tonight? This is something that they've not done before. And the paranormal and what? Yeah. Now, do you believe that preserving the history of Fayetteville is important?
Yes. Yeah.
And did you know that these four houses here made it through the Civil War? Because General Sherman spared them.
And he was even in the Sanford House. So that's kind of some cool history right there, right? So let me see your pictures here. I got to see some pictures. I'm going to get back to you in a minute. They said they got pictures. I had to run over here. What's that right there?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I have my Oculus.
Okay, so she sees what she sees is a, it's like a, let's see, it's like a, it looks like fog, and it's a dark shadow, and it goes up, that's the casket. Yeah, but we have the casket right here, right? No, that's right there.
Yeah, that's in there. This is right here.
Oh, my, I'm out. So, when you guys go in the Sanford House, what do you expect to find?
Hopefully a lot.
You know, like, I was still in the house in Florida, I guess.
No.
Yeah. His wife poisoned him with arsenic. It took 3 days.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't stand him anymore. He had a boyfriend. They even did that back in that day. Isn't that wrong?
Wow.
He floated away on the Cape Fear in a boat. Not a boat. It was actually a barrel. And someone helped her to get away. But they got her and brought her back. She was the first woman tried in North Carolina. And she got away with it because the guys thought she was too pretty. Then she went out west, and guess what happened? She killed another guy the same way. They convicted her and hung her. I believe that she was hung. I'm going to go in this other room. Who's going with me? Come on. Okay. I got my backup up. I'm going into this big room in the Baker House, and there's a casket. Lovely. Now, did you experience anything in here?
No. I have this
little voice box. Oh, wow. And what does that do?
It's a ghost box.
It's a ghost box. So if I'm too close to you with this, it won't work.
It's got different features. It's got dictionary mode, where if the ghost says a certain word, it has a dictionary and it will say that word. Sometimes it's kind of hard to.
And now you plug that in later and see what you pick up.
Yeah, you can plug it into your laptop or computer or whatever, and it'll pop up with all the different words that.
Do you think you'd be surprised when you get home what you find in here? Or is it too noisy tonight?
I don't know. I don't really go for the dictionary mode. It has a touch mode, though.
Yeah.
And that works.
Yeah.
And I had that in there when they were doing the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it dinged.
So
they were doing the pictures.
They come through electromagnetic, right? I mean, it's through electricity, so that's what...
Yeah,
if they
so
come
if
near
I,
that box, they're
going to...
If
anything touches it, it dings.
Now, does it have to be really close to it, or does it... I mean, if I put this up to it, it's going to...
Yeah, I have to turn it on first.
Oh, keep that thing on. Don't turn that off, sister. What was your name?
Tara Robbins.
Tara Robbins, where are you from, see? That was me. Well, that's fun.
And then this is touch mode.
Okay, yeah, it sounds creepy. It's like someone calls you and uses a boat. Yeah, it's beeping. Yeah, that's not good. So what do you guys think about this color of blue in here?
I like it. I like it. It's a nice color.
It reminds me of working in the jails back in Nevada, and we have the blue. Oh, gosh, we got something. Yeah, so Rachel's moving across the room. The ghosts don't like me. So, what do you think? What was your name again?
Ben.
Have you ever been on a ghost hunt?
I have.
You have, and would you, have you seen anything?
Yes, I have.
Really, who are you? Oh, we've got an investigator. Well, tell me about your team.
Well, we're actually here in Fayetteville.
Really?
And there's a few of us.
Yeah?
You
have your equipment and everything? And
I got some of it with me here.
So you'd like you'll be my bodyguard tonight? We'll be okay? Oh. I was hoping. Jeez. So how many investigations have you been on?
Five or six, so
we're far. You're in Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the stuff you found. Oh, kind of like the biker outside that said he couldn't tell me about stuff or he'd have to kill me. I'm just not getting any answers here tonight. So can you tell me what kind of equipment you guys use or anything like that?
Well, we have a DVR system with infrared cameras.
Mm-hmm.
The voice recorders, EMF meters.
Oh, great. So you do the research, you investigate.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been together?
It's actually the founder, Mick, he's actually been doing it for a long time, but he actually just formed a new group this year. He was formerly with others. So
have you heard the guys from TAP?
Yeah.
They're hot. I can say that, you know. But so have you met the guys from TAP?
I have not.
Do you think they're hot? I got you there, didn't I? And this is, Rachel has a sixth sense of humor. So do you guys have investigations lined up for this year?
Not that I'm aware of. We actually just finished one up in the top part of the state.
Oh, really? So if someone has problems in their home, can they call you guys and you'll go out there?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do they reach you?
The prisonofinnesiga.com.
Say that real slow because I don't speak Southern. I'm Nevada. It's not Nevada, it's Nevada.
Theprismofnc.com.
Theprismofnc.com. Is there a phone number they can call or?
There's actually a contact thing.
Okay.
Website,
go to the website, look what they're doing. And this is really cool. I'm like standing next to an investigator. Yeah. Yeah. A paranormal investigator. And I'm just somebody that talks across the nation on a show. But these are great people. Come on down to 255 Dick Street. Okay, good night, guys. I'm going to turn over to another place here. We're going to go over and find Miss Lynn, and we're going to talk to her about the history of this place. Hi.
Hi.
You guys want to be on the air now tonight?
Not really.
Oh, well, okay. We'll go find Miss Lynn. Well, we've got another little house over here, and I don't know what that is, but there's people inside. It looks like a little apartment. And I'm going to find Miss Lynn around here somewhere. Oh, you should be here. This is awesome. The rain has stopped, but there's still fog in all these haunted houses. There's like four of them you can choose from if you want to get scared. And so we're going to work our way over to the Stanford House again and check and see if we've got some time here. No, you know what? Let's go in this ballroom over here where this guy was killed by his wife. Thank you. Let's see if I can find somebody else to talk to us here. Have you seen Miss Lynn? They're down here. We've got sage. We've got all kinds of stuff. Clean your house out. I don't know what it is, but it's, hey, we got some beautiful jewelry down here. Books, T-shirts, sweatshirts. Coffee. Everybody's nice and warming up. Got a bunch of bikers to protect us.
Right?
There you go. I'm going in with that team. So the way they're doing it down here tonight, folks, is they're taking groups of 10 into the Stanford House and then moving them around after they give the history of the place. And each group is actually going into a room and they're doing live investigations with research equipment. And I think Billy's got thousands of dollars worth of equipment up in here. And it's just amazing to see how they run this. So I'll tell you what, we're going to go into a room, we're going to sneak in on them and see if we can't watch part of this investigation in here. I can't find Miss Lynn. I think the ghost got her. Okay, I've got to be really quiet. Here we go. Hi, Miss Jenny. Have you seen Miss Lynn? Okay, I got her. I found her. Already. Wait till you hear from her. Hi, Miss Lynn. Can I get you on the radio with us? Okay, we're running out of time. Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Now, you guys going on the tour?
Yeah.
Let me shut this door.
Yeah,
come on in. Have you ever seen a ghost before?
I actually used to be in a ghost hunter group, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they still alive?
The one group I joined, I know they're still going. We veered off from and started our own group, and everybody got busy with work and life, so we never got to really get it started yet.
So are you excited about coming in with this team here and seeing all the equipment? Gosh, with this equipment.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, I know what I've got. I would spend $1,000 on something else like a cow. But it's amazing with all the research that they're doing. It's amazing with all the equipment that they have going. And we're in there watching those monitors, and we're seeing orbs flying around. And spoke with Miss Jenny earlier, and you know, these people are standing in the room. They don't know ghosts are bouncing off their heads. You know, it's really cool. But I don't think I'm going up there. But I'm going to spend some time with Miss Lynn, and she was just an extraordinary lady. It was nice meeting you. Were you also in a ghost group? Or?
I haven't been in one before, but I've seen a couple in my time and photographed a couple.
Yeah. So are you excited about going on the trip tonight?
Definitely.
Great. Did you guys get to see the monitors?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay, great. There's stuff going on in there.
Yeah. We need to figure it out.
Rachel's still hanging, though. She hasn't tripped over anyone run out of here.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to Miss Lynn. Okay. Where can I set this at?
Right over here.
Okay. Miss Lynn, now I've met two of you in the woman's club.
Yes.
And Miss Jenny, I just fell in love with her.
She is a sweetheart.
And she was kin to the some people that live here.
Yes, she was.
Yes. Now, I want to hear your side of the story.
Oh, well, I tell you, she's the one that dragged me screaming in because I was always working. So she's the one that brought me in to be a member, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Now, we're confused on some of the history of this place, and I bet you're pretty good at it, aren't you?
Oh, well, not as good as Ginny.
It's true. Oh, no, we forgot, like, okay, the danger fields we had. Let's go back before the danger fields. There's
okay.
William Noble actually was the architect.
Uh-huh.
But John built it, and then Duncan built it. And what was their last name? McLaren?
Okay, McLaren.
Okay.
Yes, that is good. You've got good memory. Yes, and she called them all by personal first names because she and I both are Cape Fear Valley Scottish clan because I'm a tailor.
Isn't that wonderful?
And she is related to half the people in this town.
Now, I know that, looking back, William Noble came from Beth England.
Yeah.
And so he designed several
historical art.
I mean, he was a renowned architect from England.
Yeah.
And now we skipped a little around and stuff because we're having fun. And, you know, I'm the type of person who has a squirrel.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make for a good host. But, tell me about, let's go back a little bit. Have you ever seen a ghost in this house?
No, I haven't.
Do you feel anything?
I tell you, when I walked in the front door, I felt at home.
And why is that?
I felt the house welcomed me.
I did too.
Yeah. Okay? I felt it. And Jeannie got me into doing some genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless us, I found out that being a tailor, okay, that the Slocums, who owned this house, their son married Lily Taylor.
Right.
From the
Slocum.
Yes,
okay, and Slocum. Those are the creepy pictures in there that lady stares me down.
Yes, they really are kind of creepy.
Really nice people, or?
That I don't know.
They didn't I look at the you're sitting at the dining room table, and this lady's staring you down, no matter where you go in the room.
I think most old portraits like that that were painted.
Do you know who painted those?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, are they beautiful?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not up on all these things like Jimmy is, but I do know some of this.
Right, and you know, we've heard, like, she really corrected me tonight on the market house downtown Fayetteville.
Uh-huh.
Everyone told me, I'm from Nevada.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go downtown, all the slaves used to be sold there. And I'm like,
no.
And it wasn't true.
No.
So, you know, I think that's great that I'm actually learning the right history and I'm learning what.
The market house is just like they're doing now, looking for a place to sell fruits and vegetables on a weekend or something.
Right.
And that's mainly what it was.
But then nobody sells fruit or vegetables because there's cars cruising around and someone's going to get hit.
Yes, definitely.
You know?
And actually, that was our very first. Okay.
Oh, let's go in the other room. We're being too loud for the investigators.
Yes, because,
we're going to scare the ghost away because I'm tough like that.
Yeah. But actually, that was the first library in town.
Right, he told me that.
Yeah, so. And that was helped by the ladies' club. But it was a group of women. It wasn't just us.
I got it.
Okay. And it was other groups. And we ended up consolidating and federated, I believe it is, and becoming all together as one, the Women's Club of Fayetteville.
And what is your youngest member in the Women's Club?
I like to think it's me, but it's not. I'm young at heart. But there are a lot of ladies now that are just joining now. They're in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger, when she joined, she, I believe, was in her late 20s. And what they would do is we will, anybody that wants to preserve history.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only way we can do it as far as the Women's Club is concerned. That's our main thrust, is saving history. And the women would join $60 a year, and two members will sign you up, and you become a member.
And I met two of them tonight. I think I'm coming in. This place is gorgeous. If they'll accept me, I'm kind of wild like that.
Yeah.
I came into this house and I felt welcome. You know, this.
Yeah.
My cousin owns a plantation in West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going in there. My grandfather's originally from Tennessee.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a grandfather or an uncle that was here, Gobbler Jones. But coming into this house, it reminds me of my grandfather's house. He was well-to-do in California.
Okay.
And he had the Victorian furniture and the white carpets. And,
right.
Oh, my gosh. I came home and I came home. Listen to that.
Yeah.
I came in and just the most wonderful, beautiful feeling.
Yes.
But what you guys need is volunteers.
Yes, we do. You know, there's always something. There is not any paid member here as far as nobody gets a salary except the guy that mows the lawn.
And, you know, that's not what it's about.
Right.
You get paid.
Yeah.
But being able to come into this beautiful home and help make it preserve history.
And it just makes me feel so good inside that I'm helping in any way I can.
Sure.
Whether it's to see the smile on a bride's face when she comes down the stairway and in her wedding gown, and, you know, it's just really beautiful.
And, you know what I really love is I was in the banquet room earlier, and it still has the old swinging door from the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that rock.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm all swinging
the
door.
You got to realize that kitchen wasn't attached to this house when it was
right.
So.
Yeah, because it has Maytag in it. And I don't think that.
No.
I don't think they made that back then. I'm sure Sherman didn't bring that in either.
Oh, no, but he was here.
Yeah, and can you tell me about when Sherman was here?
Oh, okay. Well, that was during the time of Elliot Dangerfield.
Right.
His family. And he has a young boy of 12, would get on the second floor porch and look and watch over the town.
That way or that way?
No, directly towards where the jail is today.
Oh, okay. So we're right next to the detention center. And what road are you off of here? I know it's
We're off of between Russell and Gillespie.
Okay, see, we had a hard time finding this today.
Oh, golly.
You know, because I'm not here and I'm gone. But so you come down, what we do is we come down Russell, hit Gillespie, and come up, and there's three beautiful homes out here.
Yes.
And people are able to come on in a ghost investigation tonight.
Yes.
And I think that we really would look forward to doing more because I'm looking at the monitors. And
yes.
Have you seen the monitors?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
They came, when they had finished doing all this, when they rented the place, they brought us a DVD of it.
Well, they got monitors in there right now.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, it's going on right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We're seeing these little walls.
The people that are coming tonight and explaining a little bit about our club and what we do here. And
when was the last time you had an event here besides this one here?
We had, let's see, just, we haven't had too many events here. We have, every year we have our big Christmas tour of the house.
Right.
Some of the older houses in town. We usually have about 7 or 8 houses.
So what do you do, decorate the whole house?
The houses are all decorated. Usually the homeowners do that. And this year we are planning on decorating this house completely and the oval ballroom. And we will have, hopefully, our ladies will get into their costumes. And
wouldn't that be great?
Yes, they sure will.
You know, little Southern Belle outfits like that?
Yeah.
You know, didn't they used to, like, grab onto the pole and the mom would put their foot up on their back and yank them
through?
Oh, yes.
That's
why they used to come all the time, right?
Yes, definitely. But that's why they had 22-inch waist.
Maybe I need to start doing that. I have just totally enjoyed my time here tonight.
Oh,
it's just amazing to see what's happening, and now what would you want for the future of this place?
Oh, I would love to see the children, number one, the children. Parents bring their children here to see this house and hear some of the history that they have grown up with, their parents have grown up with, and people don't even know we're here.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because this is really a jewel box.
It is. It's beautiful. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. It's a jewel box right here in town, close to the courthouse, the police station, and the detention center, and the lawyers. And it is really the property in the springtime, in the early fall, is really magnificent.
Now, if someone wanted to volunteer, there were some men that wanted to volunteer and come down and help paint or what would you guys do?
Oh, yes. We would feed them lunch, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But
I could bring some of that beer bread I made earlier.
Oh, yes.
And turkey soup.
Oh, that's very good. I got to remember to write that recipe down when I go home.
Yes, ma'am.
But it is, we really, you know, need a man in our lives.
Hey, guys, I need a man.
That can do those things for us. I mean, at 73, I can paint the top part of the door, but don't ask me to bend down and do the bottom part.
Now, I understand that the Baker Heights Nimitz house is for sale.
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that sad?
Yes, it is. Because
I was over there and there was a casket.
Yes.
I ran out.
One of our ladies is a mortician.
Yes, I think I talked to her earlier.
Yes.
That's, she's so cute.
Yes, she is. But it hurts us that we have to do that. But we don't have a lot of donations at this time of the year, especially, and it is expensive to keep this property going.
So what if we did some big fundraisers here and we were to bring somebody in that can restore the house?
Oh, yes.
Donate restoring the house. Would you keep it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, because, I mean, it's gorgeous.
Even if we sold it, we would like to keep it on the property because you don't have to restore the inside to its original.
Right.
Even though a lot of the original, every piece of wood in that house is original.
Wow.
Inside. It's all hand done.
Now, wouldn't it be neat if somebody could come in and scrape the old paint off?
Yes.
Dust it down like it's...
Well, I mean, there would definitely be work that has to be done. And
would you keep it that blue?
Whatever they want to paint the inside, they can. But the outside would have to stay the original color and be in good condition.
Right, maybe spray wash it off a little bit and put some paint on it.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a few boards that have to be replaced on the outside. But the inside is absolutely fine, except for the plaster is cracked.
Right. So we need, so now, is the house sound?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I had a young man and his wife here, and he's an engineer with the Army.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And he came, and he even went underneath the eaves of the house and checked it because that's where the heating goes through and electricity. And he said, this house is well built.
Yeah.
And
they don't build them like they used to do.
No, I was showing them that the people that are here tonight, we were upstairs on the second floor. I said, now all of you can jump up and down. And I said, and see if there's any vibration at all. And there was none. That house is so well built.
Oh, you know, I'm so excited about this. It's just, you know, what we normally do on the show. And, you know, they asked me to run a radio show for you ladies because you need to reach out to the community.
Right, we do.
And I usually cover missing persons and Patriots and
warfighter
talk, and you know, and I usually have a guy named Nick that's out of Alabama. I have another assistant in Orlando.
Oh,
this goes all over the nation.
Oh,
so we're gonna have an archive for you of this interview, and then we're going to send it out there, and we'll give you the archive so people can hear your interview.
Yes.
And so, if you can do events out here, what would you kind of want to do? What kind of events would you?
Well,
if you had your dream event.
Okay. I want to have a bluegrass event out there with the music and the wood floor for the dancing, and all kinds of tables set up and chairs set up to enjoy the music. I would also like to have string quartet.
Wow.
Okay? We have had them in the Oval Ballroom, and the sound in that room
is perfect. It is.
It's just beautiful. And
even though a guy was killed in there, but go ahead.
Oh, yes, that's right.
No, actually, it's gorgeous. It's got baby blue and white pillars. It's got an old harp. It's got a piano.
And the Colonial Danes had restored it for us.
Yes.
They did a beautiful job.
It is just gorgeous.
It was a lot of work.
You know, you walk in there, and you feel like you walked into history. You walk in here, and you've walked it. You literally just stepped into history. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful feeling.
It is. The brides are very happy because they can come into this house and be married in the house and everything. And the only thing they have to put out is fresh flowers.
Right.
They don't really have to decorate.
No, it's gorgeous in here.
Because it's so pretty.
The wooden floors, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, when was the last time somebody was married here?
In October.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And so you're opening to book up some marriages.
Oh, yes, I am.
I had one booked
for December, but he was shipped out. Unexpected.
Kind of like the guy that left the tunnel down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, when you talk about the tunnel that goes out of here, what's your version of it? What happened?
No, I really don't know, but I believe that they were sympathizers to the cause for the slaves, and that they were helping them.
Okay.
Because it is known that there were people down the street that would take care of the people once they got through the tunnel and go over to the towards the water.
Okay, so they were helping the slaves to free them.
I believe
basically called the underground.
Yes. Can I say yes? I'm not sure.
Well, we'll check into that.
Yeah.
But that's
one of those things that...
Like a tunnel from here, five blocks to the river.
Yes.
And they come out of that tunnel.
Okay.
So what happened to the tunnel?
That I don't know. I have no idea.
But it's not there anymore.
No.
I heard that Sherman's boys came in and...
Well, they might have, because Sherman did walk right by this house on Gillespie Street and burned as he went.
Yeah,
and
it was like a tornado.
Yeah. And, of course, young Elliot Dangerfield was on the second floor watching them.
Yes.
And evidently, there was one soldier that got drunk, I guess, and ran up the stairway with a horse, you know.
Came up the stairway right here?
The front steps and went right into the main house and got the fireplace and put a hole in it.
Oh.
He shot off his gun. He was feeling...
And that was in this house, one of Sherman's boys.
Yes.
Oh, darn. So he didn't know to keep his horse in the barn.
No, he didn't.
Maybe you guys should have a barn here. Guess I ride my horse over here. So if we can get people to join, and I mean, tonight we're doing an investigation, a paranormal investigation.
Yes.
How did that come apart?
Well, they brought it to us. Mm-hmm. The Night Whispered, and that was, we were really happy to do that. Because it's so different from what we normally do. Because we think of only preservation and that type of thing, and working with other, like Red Cross and things like Salvation Army we work with. But it was something altogether different. And there's always been rumors here that there's ghosts in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you believe that's true?
Yeah, I do. I do believe it.
So I have two ladies that I know.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
But I do believe it's true.
Yeah.
Because my Ginny does not lie.
You know, have you looked at the monitors over here in this other room to see what's going on there?
Yes, yes. You can see. When he showed it to us in the beginning, after he had been here for the...
You're talking about the first investigation.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
What happened on that?
Well, that's it. He was showing us all kinds of things. And Ginny said, I told you so.
Did you ever, use what they call a ghost box that they happened to?
Yes.
Did you hear anything?
Yes.
What did it say?
I don't know exactly what it said. I'm getting older. My hearing is...
What did Mark say it said?
One of them said something about being forgotten.
Yes. That they feel like they're stuck.
Stuck here. Yeah.
Well,
and they're
who
stuck.
Do you think would feel like they're stuck here?
I don't know.
But why?
There is one story here about... Oh, yeah, I thought.
you just like me.
Yeah, but there is one story here about a woman that her husband went off to war and never came back, and she walked around the house all the time.
Up here, too?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So,
well, that's the woman that touches the guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always feel when I heard that, she's saying, are you my husband? Turn around. Are you my
husband? Yeah, that's what it was like. I got the feeling that maybe that was what she's like, turn around, let me look at your face.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sad.
That's true love right there.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's the kind of love all of us want.
Oh, yeah.
You know, someone that would stick by her. But then if her husband's gone, he's probably looking for her in heaven.
Yeah.
And she's still at this house, so she feels like she's stuck.
Yeah.
Now, are you interested in having the house blessed and make the ghost go away, or are you just going to leave it the way it is?
No, they've been here for
this has been their home first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you feel scared when you come in here?
Oh, God, no, no. Like I said, when I first walked in here, I felt I was home. And it enveloped me with a good feeling, not a frightful feeling.
Well, I can't be scared because these ladies come down here by themselves, and we've got 20,000 people around here, so Rachel's got to be the tough girl tonight.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to share with people about what's going on here and what you'd like to see in the future?
Other than that, I would like to see the women's club grow. I mean, we've been around for 108 years, and there's been, you know, you age out just like a church.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see the younger women in the 30s and 40s to get involved, because they're the ones with all the new ideas. We live in a place that is historic, but we can't live there all the time. We have to step out into the future for this house to last.
That's beautifully said. And if somebody wanted to become part of the women's club, they have to know two people.
They have
to fill out an application. Probably have to go through the board of directors to get through.
Yeah, what we do is we just say, okay, who is it you know in the club? And if they'll vouch for you, then you're in the club. We don't have any problems.
So if we have somebody come in here and like start planning events and doing things like that to help you guys out, because we need to get internet here.
Yeah.
We'd love to get internet here, because if you got internet here, we can do so much more.
Oh,
yeah. Tell me about some of the other interviews that you've done, like ABC and other places.
Well, ABC has come here. It seems when there's a crime that has been solved or not solved. The recent one was the Hennessy case, and before that it was the McDonald's case. And, of course, they are known nationwide because it was part of the army that the boys were in. And they're still going through legal things. McDonald is still asking the court to hear him this time or that time. And Hennessy has been brought back into the army and found guilty on certain things. So
they're coming here to cover these cases.
They
come to the herd.
And they come here. And that way they have privacy. They have facilities here. They can have lunch here and still set up their cameras and everything else.
Do you ever have ladies that would cater to a party or anything like that?
Oh, yes.
So you guys, if somebody wanted to come in here and they wanted you to cater, you could cook the food up and do everything.
Oh, yes, we can do that. But we also have a list of caterers that will work with us. And we've been very fortunate. We have signature dishes that everybody knows, and they always ask for the Stanford House chicken. You know.
We're going to have to put my beer bread as one of the signatures.
Oh, yes.
Yep, that's easy.
Yes.
And, you know, I was raised by my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And I was raised on a cattle ranch in Nevada, 17 miles from the nearest town, and there's a lot of history there.
Oh, yeah.
And when you grow up with that history, you feel like that's yours.
Well, this is it. I grew up in New England in Connecticut, and during World War II, I was raised, we all lived in my grandmother's house because our fathers and
they're all off to war.
They were all off to war.
And they had to pull together and help each other.
Exactly. And so my grandmother really raised me for the first 10 years of my life because my mother was working all the time in the factories up north. And so I have a lot of fond memories. But to be honest with you, in those days, I think a child is wide open to anything that is spiritual.
Yes, yes.
And I know I knew the minute my grandfather died, I started crying, and my aunts and uncles, what's the matter with you? You know, I knew my grandfather had died upstairs in the bedroom. And it's just feelings that you have that you're open to as a child, and then we get so much knowledge and so many skills.
Yeah, that veil closes, and right?
That, yes.
And everybody's like, you should not believe in
that
stuff.
Right, so.
But, you know, we all came here, we're just a spirit filling with blood. I mean, our bodies are a blood that fills the spirit.
Yes.
And that's how I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And being a Christian, you know, I believe in the Lord and
yes,
everything. I had to come see this. And, you know, I thought I was going to be scared tonight. There's some bikers out there. I'm sure they would have my back and ghost came after me. But it has just been so amazing to meet everyone, and I truly look forward to meeting with you again. And we may even do a show just for you.
Oh.
And, you know, maybe we can do some events. And,
okay.
You know, I churned my own butter with a kitchen mate the other day. So I feel like I'm a pack.
Okay.
And make some bread.
Maybe
and
we can do some colonial cooking here.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Teaching ladies how to do canning and
we
can invite the ghosts. They can they can help too.
We did at one time teach deportment, as they say, how you set your table
right.
The correct way and
finishing
school.
Yeah.
And our ladies, you know, God bless them. They really know how to do it.
Yes. And you know, I opened a little cabinet in there. I saw your plates all lined up.
Yes.
With the napkins.
In
and,
between.
Oh, how beautiful. And going in that dining room, I'm just amazed. But I'm going to probably have to cut this short tonight because I'm getting ready to go in and investigate. So I'm going to go find out what's going on. It's 9:30 tonight. If any of you would like to come out to see the Heritage Square, how can they come out to visit?
Well, all they've got to do, the telephone number is in the book, and my number is 910-574-1194. And
can you say that again?
Okay. Area code 910-574-1194.
Okay.
And I'll be glad that's my cell number.
And you're Lynn. What's your last name?
My last name is T. I just married retired command sergeant major Bobby T.
Oh,
the 173rd. You can shoot me if I didn't say that.
Yeah.
So, yes, and a lot of us have military connections, and we would love to have you come visit us.
Wouldn't that be great if we can get some of the military wives and stuff
yes,
like that interested?
It would be nice.
For goodness sake, General Sherman was in the
house. Yes.
Come on in. He might be here, too. You never know. But for now, we're going to call it a night. I'm going to take Miss Lynn over. We're going to look at some monitors, but we're going to be really quiet, and we'll tell you what we see. Come with me, Miss Lynn. You're going to protect me. Okay. Okay, I'm hearing it go. And we're coming in here, and we're going to talk to Miss Jenny for a minute, and then we're going to say goodnight. So I'm looking at these monitors, and I want to show you. Look at this monitor right here. You see the little balls going around?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, watch it. Just wait just a moment. We're looking at...
there it is there.
Mm-hmm. And they have the balls. We're waiting. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are orbs, and they're going too fast to be any kind of dust.
Here
is where we're waiting for the black shadow to come up.
Yeah, but over here, I got it. I saw it come across the screen.
Yeah, you're going to see some up here, too. Now, let's go over here. Are you finding anything?
There's one and three. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so three right here and one right there.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, are we in one? No, we're not in one. Okay. Look up here.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I'm seeing ghosts. I got the heebie-jeebies. Oh, gosh, that's scary. Okay, I'm not going to... Oh, my gosh, it's just so active in this house. I wish you all were here with me. Well, with that being said, we're going to cut off for the night, and would you guys like to thank everyone for listening to the show?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
And I thank everyone that showed up tonight. Thank you so much for your patronage. And I want to give a big shout-out to Ann's Sewing Back, Edwards Carpet, Samuelberg Grill. They are all sponsors of tonight. And then, of course, me. I cooked all the food. But I don't know if I'm going to stay with these ghosts. But you all have a good night. And thank you, Ann. We'll be back on the air Wednesday night at 7 with a new missing family and to talk with another family of a patriot. And who knows who's going to be on Rachel's show. I've never found myself in a haunted house before, but I thought it was interesting to share with you all, and I wanted to bring you with me. You all have a good night. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.